गोविंद गोविंद हरि हरि, गोविंद गोविंद हरि हरि, गोविंद गोविंद हरि हरि।
Healing is a journey to wholeness, a return to our most perfect, pure, and divine state. When we say we are in touch with our body or connected to our emotions, most often we mean that we are experiencing a sense of wholeness, either physically or emotionally. In some contexts, such as in the realm of consciousness, we are referring to a spiritual wholeness as well, one that recognizes our universality as well as our individuality. And when we can do that, we truly have a sense of wholeness as well. We spend most of our lives disconnected from our most authentic selves, separated from our body through the practice of non-nourishing behaviors, which lead us ultimately down a path of discomfort, dis-ease, and ultimately the breaking down of this physical flesh casing, this anamaya kosha, this sheath covering that we exist within. In the subtle realm, which is the realm of the mind, the intellect, and the ego, we are separated from the universal every time we say the word I, me, or mine. Anytime our internal reference point turns out to be our positions and our possessions, our self-esteem, our sense of self, our personality, or our self-definition. Essentially, when our internal reference point is actually something outside of us, then we're disconnected. When we say, my football team, or my house, or my job, or my title, or my children, or my town, or my philosophy, these are all expressions of things outside of us, in which we have no control, but we can base our happiness on whether they are out there or not. Nothing worse than putting my happiness in the hands of something over which I have no control. And then I am a victim. Then I am connected to that other thing to determine whether I truly am happy or not. If you define yourself as, say, the vice president of marketing, and that's who you see when you look in the mirror, what happens when you get fired? When this title and all the aspects of it to which you've defined yourself suddenly are taken away, then essentially you've put too much stock in this thing that's outside of you. David Simon refers to this as the mine field, M-I-N-E. And the seven spiritual laws says that when you make your reference point things outside of you, that's called object referral. We have strayed very far from that magnificent moment of our birth, that very first moment where you individuated yourself from your mother and the umbilical cord was cut. In that moment, when we were first born, we were perfect and whole and pure and self-referred. As there was nothing yet outside of us, we were truly unconditioned. So we live lives where we intellectually understand our physical realm, our emotional realm, and our spiritual realm, yet most often we are disconnected from our unconditioned self, separate from our most natural healing abilities by choices, conditioning, and the reinforcement of those patterns. This journey into healing meditation will help us get a little bit closer to our unconditioned self, where we can experience that oneness or wholeness in our body, mind, and soul. So let's get comfortable, either sitting in a relaxed manner or laying down with your hands by your side in whatever is the most natural way, palms up, palms down, whatever you feel is your most relaxed. And now let's close our eyes. And let's get the prana, the chi, or the ki, or the vital energy, the life force within us flowing with some pranayam. That's a Sanskrit word for breath restraint. It's referred to as one type of yogic breathing. And first we'll practice a form of pranayam known as four-part breathing. We'll breathe in to the count of four, slowly through our nostrils. We will hold it in to the count of four. Then we'll release slowly to the count of four, again through our nostrils. And then we'll hold that out to the count of four. And that's called four-part breathing. So close your eyes and let's begin. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And now let's hold that in. 2, 3, 4. And now let go. 2, 3, 4. And hold that out. 2, 3, 4. Let's do that again. In. 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, and let go. 3, 4, and hold that out. 2, 3, 4. And now let's do this one more round on our own. Breathe in. 'Now, with your eyes closed, we're going to begin with our toes and move up. So just get as comfortable as you can right now. Close your eyes and just continue to breathe. Just continue to breathe. And if you like that four-part breathing, then you can do that in some way. And now let's float through our body. Let's just drift from our toes up to the crown of our head. Let's move through our body at the most subtle level. And you may want to start this process by wiggling your toes a little bit to spark the gentle energy. And what we want to do is give ourselves a virtual, physical, ever so subtle massage. Move from your toes across the tops of your feet to your ankles and feel them open up as a gateway to the rest of your body. Keep breathing, keep breathing. And keep moving your awareness, your energy up, moving so slowly that as you pass through each part of your body on the way up, you can tell whether it's open or comfortable or closed or constricted. As you continue to move up to your calves and your shins, and then to your knees and thighs and hamstrings. Notice whether these parts of your physiology are open or closed, and keep moving up. When you glaze over a constricted space in your physiology, stop. Become aware of it. Don't judge it. Just say, it's constricted. And breathe love into it. Breathe openness into it. Breathe smiles into that part of your physiology and keep moving up. Move up to your buttocks. Squeeze your buttocks for good measure and feel the energy in your inner thighs, then your hips, your pelvis, your lower back. Feel that energy. And if there's any constriction, stay on it a little longer. Stay on it and keep breathing. And breathe the lightness into that constriction. Go slowly into your back, knowing that you start at your tailbone, and feel your back ever so slowly. Each vertebrae, feel them open. Feel them flow. Almost like the playing a scale on a piano or a xylophone. Feel that space between each of your vertebrae. Open and soft. As you continue to move up, remember to breathe and keep breathing long, slow, deep breaths. And now move into your belly. Move into your chest. Move to your heart, and with a long, slow, deep healing breath, breathe into your heart. Imagine as you breathe deeply through your nostrils into your heart that it opens up a little bit more. It doesn't make you more vulnerable. It makes you more expansive. Feel your heart breathe. Feel it open. And then drift up to your shoulders. Roll them if it feels comfortable. Forward and then back. And then your neck, your magnificent neck, which cradles and supports your 10-pound head all day, all night. We have the same amount of bones in our neck that a giraffe has, just supporting us. It's been supporting that head in every single moment, all throughout your life. So gently roll it, gently massage it, and then feel your awareness, feel your energy float up higher than your neck into your head. Feeling your mouth, your teeth, your tongue, your throat, your ears, your nose, your eyes, even though they're closed now. What color are they painting for you right now? What vision are they gifting you with? Your forehead. And then moving to the very tip, the top of your head, the crown. Did you notice a constriction anywhere? Did you notice a feeling of less than or tightness? Go to that space right now. Visit it with your astral body. Visit it with your mind's eye. Visit it with your awareness and being in touch of your physiology. Where is that space? Is it in your belly, your heart, your solar plexus, the center of your chest, your joints? Just breathe in and waft into this space. Gently breathe. What's the constriction? Is it a dull throb, an acute pinch, a deep sadness? Does it feel more physical or emotional? Where does it hurt? Gently give yourself permission to float into that space. Bring your awareness to that tender tightness. Gently give yourself permission to check its tenderness. You don't have to do anything. Just land your awareness on that spot and remember to keep breathing as you settle on this area, see if as you breathe, you can gently breathe into it. Breathe long and slow. And if it brings up any anxiety or pain, bringing your attention to this pain point, then go gently, very, very gently. The goal is not to solve anything right now, but simply to identify where you have a constriction and breathe into it. Your body is telling you what's wrong, where these disconnects are. So just follow the body's natural intelligence and keep breathing. And take your time finding this constriction. And if one scan of your body does not reveal it, do it again. Only go a bit deeper and a bit more subtly. In fact, let's spend the next few moments getting in touch on this journey into healing. Release all attention from this pain point. Let your heart fill up a bit here. In fact, with each inhale, feel your heart expand. And with each exhale, feel it flow. Inhale, expand. Exhale, flow. Inhale, expand. Exhale, flow. One more time. Inhale, expand. Exhale, flow. Where's your constriction? Breathe into it. Let your heart overflow and seep into whatever area is constricted. Feel your heart continue to expand. Breathe in. Expand. Exhale. Flow. And just keep breathing. And now, when your heart is so plump and tender and pulsing with love, so full and expansive, so sweet, so gentle, your sweet heart, use this mantra. Fill what is empty, and empty what is full. As you wash all the constrictions in your body and mind, bathe your emotions with unbending, undying, unending, unconditional love. Bathe your organs with that sweet, expansive river of healing energy. Let's wash our very being with the sweet healing nectar of your heart. Feel it flow. Feel it love you with each beat. Feel it release. Feel it surrender. Feel each tightness and constriction, each clenching and defensive posture slowly give way to love. Unconditional love. Gratitude and abundance. And let's bask in that for a while. With your eyes closed, just feel whatever constriction opening up and lightening your load. Whatever weight is laying on your heart or pulling at your gut or speaking to you, release it. Let it lift off and flow through the cosmos. Now take a deep breath in and release. One more. And let go. And we'll seal this meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe, Om, which heralds our oneness, our sweetness, our most divine aspect, our most unconditioned and universal nature. Millions of people will download this meditation and use it as a tool to deeper healing and greater wholeness. Know that wherever you are in the world right now, someone is healing themselves just like you in another time zone, on another continent. And they are drifting into stillness, silence, and healing just like you. Let's keep the wholeness flowing and let's chant Om together. Take a deep breath in. Namaste. This is David G. from the Chopra Center for Well-Being in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe, sending light and love and thanking you for this sweet connection. For more meditations, visit Chopra.com. We look forward to seeing you online, in person, and in the gap. Peace.